Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Big thanks, as usual, Jake Crumpler for covering over the weekend. He crushed it, as always. I'm here to get you ready for Monday. The final week begins of the fantasy baseball and Major League Baseball season. So let's recap some news and notes from Sunday. Not a ton going on. That might be a trend the rest of the way, folks. But Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, they announced Tyler Anderson will not make his start on Monday. If you remember back to last week, we kept pushing him back. Well, not getting a start at all, and Anderson is going to the IL with the knee injury. It's just not going away. Obviously, done for the season. The Angels also reinstated Jaime Barria from the injured list and sent Jonathan Diaz back to AAA. Would make sense for Barria to enter the rotation and take Anderson's spot, at least for a multi-inning role to not completely destroy the Angels' bullpen. Charlie Morton was placed on the IL with a finger injury on Sunday after he left Saturday's start with said injury. He won't be available for the NLDS with his 15-day IL stint, but hopes are the Braves won't need him until the NLCS. The Angels made it official. We all kind of assumed this was official, but Mike Trout is done for the season. He will not return with his hand injury. No real surprise there. I'm just hoping we get at least one more good season out of Trout where he's not hurt. That'd be great. Saw some stats over Twitter over the weekend that Byron Buxton has played more games in the last two second halves of seasons than Mike Trout. That says a lot about Trout's injury history at this point in time. More Angels news. CJ Cron was placed on the IL as he continues to deal with his back injury. Then Ketel Marte, he was scratched from Sunday's lineup with an illness. The Diamondbacks play in New York tomorrow before they're one of the four teams with seven games next week. So Ketel Marte is going to be big for the fantasy push and the Diamondbacks push as they continue to work towards a postseason berth. So hopefully this illness was nothing too serious. Yandy Diaz, this is a big one because the Rays do need some Yandy Diaz in their lives. He left Sunday's game with a hamstring injury after running on a ground ball to first base. He is day-to-day. Lou Bob, Luis Robert, left Sunday's game with a knee injury after a bad slide into second base. His knee got caught up as he was trying to pop up but never really got down to pop up. It was a weird video to see there. But as usual, Lou Bob will be day-to-day, which you never know what that means when it comes to the Chicago White Sox. Last but not least here, Francisco Alvarez left Sunday's game with a finger contusion. Buck Showalter after the game said x-rays were negative on Alvarez and he is day-to-day. All right, I talk a ton about PL Plus and PL Pro, and it's worth every penny you put into it. You know, PitcherList already has a bunch of great free content, podcast written content, and more. But PL Plus gets you even more content, even more tools. You're at the front of the line for the next biggest and better things coming at PitcherList.com. And more importantly, you get a Discord when you're a part of PL Plus and PL Pro. And if you like baseball, fantasy baseball, regular baseball, any type of baseball, the PitcherList Discord is amazing. It has everything you can think of in there, people talking all the time, live streams, all kinds of cool stuff for the baseball fan and fantasy baseball fan in you. And when you become a member of PL Plus and PL Pro and you get that PitcherList Discord, you also get access to the QB List Discord, which is great for this time of year. We have Monday Night Football left for the Week 3 season. Games were insane on Sunday, points galore. And if you had the QB List Discord, you got all your start sit questions answered, waiver wire questions answered, and much, much more. So it's another extra incentive and perk or whatever you want to call it to join PL Plus and PL Pro, because as the baseball season might wind down, don't you worry. There'll be plenty of postseason discussion in said Discord, but you'll get all the QB List information you need to keep your fantasy football teams running strong. So go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. Big, bad Nelson Velasquez. You guys know how I feel about Nelly. This dude's a beast, and he had a monster Sunday for you. 2 for 3 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and a walk. as the Royals were kind of playing a little bit of a spoiler in Houston over the weekend. Velasquez has just been amazing since September 1st. Velasquez hitting 258 with 9 home runs, 15 runs scored, and 19 RBIs. I don't know about you all, but that is some fantasy baseball playoff dreams come true with big Nelson Velasquez. And he was available on a ton of NFBC OCs this week, and I added him in a couple leagues just for the power upside. You might want to look into that for your daily leagues as well. Leody Tavares of the Texas Rangers went 2-for-3 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and a walk on Sunday. Tavares continues to put together a very strong season. He's not playing every day these days with the slew of outfielders the Rangers have, but when Tavares is on the field, he has been great. Since September 1st, Leody Tavares is hitting 365. I did not misspeak there. 365. 5 doubles. First home run came on Sunday. His 11 runs scored, 7 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases, making for a nice deeper league 5 outfield option in Leody Tavares. Lamont Wade Jr. continues to produce. I talked about this on Bench with Bubba and Bubba and the Bloom, and it's just it's impressive. He's a great OBP asset. His OBP is over 400 for the month of September, but he's just pure hitting right now. On Sunday, Lamont went 1-for-3 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. And since September 1st, Lamont Wade Jr. hitting 353, 4 home runs, 10 runs scored, and 10 RBIs. Definitely 5 outfield viable in some 12s, definitely 15-team formats. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Kyle Gibson. Gibby got it done. The Orioles keep going as they've already clinched a playoff spot, but they're working for seeding now. Gibson, 7 innings, 1 earned, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts in a big game for the O's. Gibson had 8 whiffs and a 28% CSW. In Gibson's 4 September starts, he's thrown 24 and a third innings, allowed 8 earned runs, and struck out 16. Quite a streamable option down the stretch. Eduardo Cabrera of the Miami Marlins, he was pretty solid on Sunday. 5 innings, 1 earned, 5 hits, only 2 walks, which is always great to see, and 5 strikeouts. Cabrera has 9 whiffs and a 31% CSW on Sunday. And since Cabrera returned on September 6th, he's made 2 starts but 4 total appearances. And over the 4 appearances for Cabrera, he's thrown 19 innings, allowed 4 earned runs, and struck out 22. Man, looking forward to 2024 with Edward Cabrera. Maybe a little postseason action as well. Christopher Sanchez, he's doing his best Ranger Suarez for the Philadelphia Phillies to finish the season here. And on Sunday, he got it done. 7 innings, 2 earned, 3 hits, 1 walk. That's a great ratios there. To top it off, Sanchez had 10 strikeouts. He was filthy on Sunday. Sanchez had 20 whiffs and a 36% CSW. Pretty sure you might hear Nick Pollock talk about Mr. Sanchez's performance on Sunday. Over Sanchez's last 8 games started, 46 innings pitched, only 18 earned runs and 47 strikeouts. He has been a beast. And some other content I do for Baseball HQ, he's been rating out very well every time he takes the mound, and he's backing it up to the ratings that they produce. So go check out Christopher Sanchez for his final start of the season. And make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights on Sunday. Kyle Finnegan picked up his 27th save of the year in game 1 of the Nats Braves doubleheader. Ian Gabeau picked up his 3rd save of the year for the Reds as Diaz was off for the day as he struggled of late as well. James McCarthy picked up his 3rd save of the year for the Royals as Carlos Hernandez was not available. Hernandez picked up the save on Saturday, so they've been rotating things around there. Julian Merriweather picked up his 2nd save of the year for the Cubs. Wrote about Merriweather over the weekend for a Fab column as he's the next man up since Albert Alzolay hit the IL. But the Cubs have been blowing teams out so much, he hasn't had many save opportunities. He's had 1 save since Alzolay went down. The proof that he's still the next man up was his save on Sunday. So don't lose hope, as the Cubs are going to still be battling for some postseason berth down the stretch here. Jose Leclerc picked up his 4th save of the year for the Rangers, and that's been an interesting situation. Chapman and company back there have been good and bad, and Leclerc, that's his 2nd save over the last couple of weeks, so he's been getting his chances as well. Alex Lane picked up his 25th save of the year for the Detroit Tigers. And then Michael Lorenzen, we talked about it last week. He was going to be moving to the bullpen for the Phillies. Lorenzen picked up his 1st save of the year, and it wasn't a multi-inning save. Sanchez went 7. They had someone else pitch the 8th. Lorenzen pitched the 9th. Alvarado's been getting tons of chances as well. Kimbrel's kind of the odd man out at the moment, so pretty interesting stuff there in Philadelphia. Make sure to read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we talk about Monday's small slate of action, let's take a quick break. Get here from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. After 16 games on Sunday, we have four total games on Monday and only three on the DFS slate because one of them is an early game between the Diamondbacks and the Yankees. On the three-game main slate, if you're looking at bats, Texas versus Patrick Sandoval should be popular. Angels versus John Gray as well. If you want to get a little sneaky, don't mind getting a little Seattle versus Verlander. But on the flip side, pitching side of things, give me Blake Snell versus the Giants all day long. Webby opposite Snell versus the Padres. They got Castillo versus Verlander, so good pitching there. Tough slate to play DFS. Very, very tough slate. Some things I'm looking forward to on Monday as we kick off the final week of the season. We got some fun ones here. Again, I'm looking forward to the nightcap Snell versus Webb. Yes, Snell, he's got two more starts as he tries to, I think he locked up his Cy Young already. But to continue to dominate, goes into San Francisco against a team he should take care of. But Webb's been very good as well. So it should be a fun matchup with Snell versus Webb. Merrill Kelly versus Clark Schmidt in the early game in Yankee Stadium. That's a good one. Kelly's been a near ace for the D-backs. Gallen showed up and threw a gem on Sunday, which is what the D-backs needed. Now Kelly versus Schmidt should be a fun one as well. And then the Houston goes into Seattle for a big series with massive playoff ramifications. You have Verlander versus Castillo. Cannot wait for those games. It's going to be just awesome pitching matchups all week in Seattle for their playoff bids because it's Houston for three, I believe, and then it's Texas to finish out the season. So that should be a doozy in Seattle. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Hope you all had a great weekend, ready for the good final push of the season. Lots of playoff races. If you're still playing fantasy, lots of good stuff for Roto, head-to-heads, and more. We'll have you covered here on the First Pitch Podcast. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Monday, September 25th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.